Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 20, Baptist Faith and Message, Article 4, Letter A. We started Article 4 last week. This week we'll do A and then B and C, and we'll finish the article in a few weeks. But it's a central article, the doctrine of salvation. In other words, the way Jesus brings sinners into a relationship with God that will never end. Let me pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for this terrific salvation that he's given to us by a gift of free grace. As a gift of free grace, we thank you. Help us in our study today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. You know me. I like to start at this homepage. BFM, that's Baptist Faith and Message, bfm.sbc.net. These Confession of Faith 2021, which come out every Monday, and the Catechism 2021, which comes out Sunday, are meant to be tools for your discipleship, right? Practical tools, a springboard for your prayer, and a springboard for your Bible study. So I'd like to show you how easy this is to do on your own. Just click on Article 4, it takes you right down. Salvation. And last week we did this first paragraph, and what I tried to do, hopefully it was fruitful for you in introducing the topic, was to give very simple definitions of these four main words: regeneration, justification, sanctification, and glorification, that you can see. Here they are. Tried to give simple definitions of those last week. Now this week, letter A, we'll look at, and I have one cross-reference for us to read together. Regeneration. So now what we're doing is the different aspects of salvation, the different blessings of salvation. And again, if you want the framework for what that means, the basics of what that means, go look at last week's Confession of Faith 2021, week 19. Regeneration, or new birth, is a work of God's grace whereby believers become new creatures in Christ Jesus. It is a change of heart wrought by the Holy Spirit through conviction of sin, to which the sinner responds in repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance and faith are inseparable experiences of grace, which is just to say that this is how you experience and express the grace of God in your life. As you receive God's grace, you repent from sin, that means you turn from sin to live for God, and you express faith in Jesus Christ, trusting in Him as Savior. Repentance is a genuine turning from sin toward God. Faith is the acceptance of Jesus Christ and commitment of the entire personality to Him as Lord and Savior. Entire personality. What does that mean? It just means every part of you turns to Him. This isn't like one section of who you are turns to Jesus, but the rest of you continues to live however you want to live. It's not just something that happens in the mind or boxes that you check and say, oh yes, I agree with that. No, it's a change of who you are. That's why it's so important, this phrase up here. It's a change of heart. It's a change of heart. It's a change of mind. It's a change of will and what we commit ourselves to and what we devote ourselves to. It's a change of how we speak. It's a change of how we live. It's a change of life. That's why it's called new birth. Regeneration. It's a new life in Christ. It's something completely new. Just to highlight a few aspects of this. First, it's a work of God's grace. That means it's not something that I accomplish in myself, by myself, for myself. It's something that God does in the sinner. It's something that God does for the sinner. It's a gift God gives to the sinner. Regeneration, or new birth, is something God does, whereby believers become new creatures in Christ Jesus. It's repetitive there to highlight the point, because first, it's repetitive in this. It says believers, Then it says, become new creatures in Christ Jesus. When you become a believer, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're not a believer, and then at some point later, you can think about becoming a new creature or live a new life in Christ Jesus. No, it happens simultaneously. Different aspects of the same change that happens to the person. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus, a.k.a. you're a believer. So it's something that God does. It involves believing and simultaneously becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus, a new creature, a new person. And at the center of that is a new heart. It's a change of heart. I used to love sin, not care about it. Now as a believer, I hate sin, and it grieves me. Used to not care about God. Used to not love Him, but now, with a change of heart, the believer does love God and does care about God and does want to please God and does want to live for God. It's a change of heart wrought by the Holy Spirit through conviction of sin. Conviction of sin means I come to grips with the reality and with the fact that I am guilty of sin before a holy God. God says that I'm guilty, and I turn from disagreeing with God. But now I agree with God and say, yes, I am guilty. And I feel the weight of that on the heart and in the mind for the first time ever. That's called conviction of sin. I don't know if you've ever been in a courtroom or seen videos of a courtroom when the verdict of guilty comes down, or maybe when the sentence becomes real for the person on trial. And often you can see this look wash over their faces, the reality of their guilt and the reality of the sentence. And in a spiritual sense, that happens when we hear of God's holiness and hear of God's commandments and hear of our disobedience to God. We hear of our unholiness. We hear of our unrighteousness. We hear of our disobedience and our guilt and all of these things, not living how God has wanted us to live and called us to live, but rather living according to however we felt was good. Well, when we come under conviction of sin by the power of the Holy Spirit, we see that we're guilty. And when we turn and look to Christ, which is faith, the faith that accompanies the repentance, that's sign of regeneration. So it's a change of heart wrought by the Holy Spirit through conviction of sin, to which the sinner responds in repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so we've talked about a lot of things, and of course, this is a summary of a doctrine, so you're going to get all of the key components in there. But if you're going to remember two key components for what regeneration looks like, or what the new birth looks like, how it's experienced, you would want to remember these two things, repentance and faith. Repentance and faith. And the way it says it here is, to which the sinner responds, you respond to the conviction of sin through that's wrought by the Holy Spirit, to which the sinner responds in repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is a turning from sin toward God. It's a turning around. If a car is driving one way and it sees there's destruction down that way, it turns around and drives the other way. That's an illustration of repentance. Likewise, the person is living one way, but it comes to see by the Holy Spirit that there's destruction that way, turns around and lives the other way, lives for God, lives toward God, rather than running away from God and running toward sin. That's repentance. And faith always goes along with that. True faith always goes along with true repentance. Faith is trusting in Jesus as Savior, trusting in who He is. He's God and man. He's the mediator between God and man, trusting in His righteous life. He lived a righteous life. He obeyed God. And for those who come to Him in faith, He gives that righteousness and obedience as a gift so that when we stand before God, God sees us as righteous. God sees us as obedient, not by virtue of our own obedience, of course not, but by virtue of Christ's obedience that He gives as a gift. We believe in His sacrificial death, of course, Christ's death on a cross. He died as a substitute for sinners. Believe in Christ. Believe that He bore your sin. Believe that He bore your guilt. Believe that He took your punishment for your sin against God. This is faith, looking to Christ, resting in Christ, and believing that he rose from the dead. God's proof that he accepted Christ's sacrifice on your behalf. Proof, God's proof and vindication that what Christ did was true and effective, and that anyone who comes to Christ for salvation will be received and forgiven. Repentance and faith. Well, I've got to be real careful on these topics because I'll just go on forever. And these are supposed to be short devotions, a springboard, but this is the center of Christian life when we start talking about the center of Christianity and the center of Christian life. Probably a fountain spring of the Christian life would be a more accurate illustration. But I'll move on. I want to look at this cross-reference that I promised you. Let me see if I can call it up here. John 3, 5, and 6. Picking it up in the middle of a conversation Jesus is having with a man, Nicodemus. For the full context, go to the last paragraph of John 2 and then just keep reading through into John 3. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Now let me look at verse 6, and then we'll go back and say something about verse 5. "That which is born of flesh is flesh." It's referring to man in and of himself, the sinful flesh. Anything that a sinner can produce by himself and of himself will be marred and tainted by sin. That which is born of the Holy Spirit is truly spiritual and acceptable to God. Anything you can create, anything I can create by ourselves will be of us and from us. And that's why we need something from the Holy Spirit. We need to be born of the Holy Spirit. That comes from outside of us. That comes from Jesus. We must be born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Now let's back up to verse 5. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water," that means washed of sin, forgiven of sin and forgiven of guilt, "and the Spirit," you must actually receive the Holy Spirit in your heart, made a new creation, made a new person in Christ, to have the Holy Spirit within us, to be guided by the Spirit of Christ instead of our own fallen nature. We must be born. This is two aspects of one reality, two aspects of regeneration. Being born of water, which means being forgiven of our sin, washed clean of our guilt and sin before God. And born of the Spirit, being made a new creation in Christ. And unless that happens, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the saving reign of God through Jesus Christ. What does that mean? What does the saving reign of God through Jesus Christ mean? It means God's kingdom is made up of sinners that he is reconciling to himself through Jesus. The kingdom of God is made up of sinners. How is it made up of sinners? Well, Jesus reconciles sinners to God based on his life, death, and resurrection. When they're born again, they enter the kingdom of God, and there they will remain forever and ever. But you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must be forgiven of your sin, born of water, and you must receive the Holy Spirit, born of the Holy Spirit. How do you do that? Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for saving us by your life, death, and resurrection. Holy Spirit, we thank you for giving us new hearts to see Christ, to believe in Christ, to love God and live for God. We thank you. We could have none of it without you. So we praise you, we worship you, we remember you. Help us to live for you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining. We'll see you next Sunday for Catechism, the 21st Lord's Day of the year. And next Monday, Confession of Faith 2021, week 21. And that will be, obviously, Article 4, letter B. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.